I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, November 14th. What to know about the makeup of Congress now that more midterm races have been called. Also, President Biden's high-stakes meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. Plus, a record-breaking mystery mission for the Space Force. How Twitter's new boss is responding to a wave of fake verified accounts. And which movie made history at the box office, even without its big star? Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Democrats are celebrating and Republicans regrouping on Capitol Hill. More midterm election results came in over the weekend, and it turns out enough Dems were elected for Democrats to hold on to the Senate majority. And Senator Chuck Schumer clinched another 2 years as majority leader. We still don't know if Senator Mitch McConnell will keep his spot as minority leader, though. A group of GOP senators have asked to delay the vote, saying they're disappointed the so-called red wave did not happen as expected, and they need to have some serious discussions about what went wrong. They're gearing up for some closed-door meetings this week. All that said, the midterms are not totally over yet. For starters, there's still the runoff race in Georgia we told you about last week. Since neither candidate got enough votes to claim victory under Georgia law, voters will have to go back to the polls next month. If Republican Herschel Walker wins, the Senate will once again be split 50-50. Democrats will still be considered in control since Vice President Harris is the tie-breaking vote needed to pass any bills. But if Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock wins, that would make a difference since the Senate would be split 51-49. Democrats would have the majorities on key committees instead of being evenly split, and it would be easier for them to approve President Biden's nominees, like judges and cabinet officials. So both leaders from parties are still spending a lot of time and money campaigning in Georgia. Then there's the House. That's still too close to call. 20 races are still pending, mostly in Western states. Republicans just need to win 6 of those to take control of the House. Democrats would need to win 15. So it is more likely the GOP will come out on top. But either way, just like in the Senate, any majority will be a small one. We'll find out soon. Most of the remaining election results are expected to come out this week. The House lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot were hoping to hear from former President Trump today. But now he's suing to try and make sure that does not ever happen. Remember, the House committee issued a subpoena last month to compel him to testify under oath and turn over any documents and messages he sent. Well, on Friday, the former president sued to block that subpoena. Trump's lawyers say it goes against his executive privilege, which gives the president the right to keep information private for the good of the public. So this fight is going to court. But no matter what's decided, it probably means Trump will not have to testify, since the legal battle is expected to be a long one, and the committee is set to dissolve by the end of this year anyway. So what now? Well, the committee is expected to release a final report on the January 6th riot with or without former President Trump's cooperation. Plus, the Justice Department is conducting its separate investigation. It was a tragedy in the sky above an air show in Dallas, Texas. 6 people were killed when 2 historic planes crashed into each other in midair. The World War II era planes were taking part in an aerial maneuver when they collided Saturday at the Wings Over Dallas air show. No one in the crowd of thousands watching was hurt. Accidents at air shows are rare, but they do happen. Now the FAA and the NTSB are both investigating the deadly collision in Dallas, though it will be weeks before their initial report will be out. America's top border official, who leads the nation's largest law enforcement agency, is stepping down. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus officially resigned over the weekend. Magnus told the L.A. Times it was Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas who is essentially forcing him out. Now he's departing after serving less than a year as the head of the Customs and Border Protection. It comes as there's been an increasing number of people trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border and a record number of arrests in the last year. Republicans have repeatedly called the situation at the border a crisis. They've hammered Biden and his team over the trouble and blamed them for not doing more. And if they take control of the U.S. House, there could be investigations into the situation at the border. Until Congress can confirm a new person to lead the CBP, a career Customs and Border official named Troy Miller will take over as head of the agency in an acting role. Today, President Biden is gearing up for what could be a pretty tense conversation. For the first time since becoming president, Biden is set to have a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. They're both in Indonesia for the G20 summit. That gets leaders from the world's 20 largest economies together. Officials don't expect Biden and Xi to make any breakthroughs or announce any new deals, but they are hoping they can understand each other, to know where they see their relationship going over the next couple of years. It's considered a high-stakes meeting since the U.S. and China are the world's two largest economies, and they often clash on quite a bit, like human rights, democracy in Taiwan, trade, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, China is considered an ally of Russia's even during their invasion of Ukraine. Still, President Biden says he's looking for, quote, competition, not conflict. So stay tuned. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. When journalists break a story, they rarely do it alone. Instead, it takes an incredible team. If you're looking to build a team that shapes headlines, you need a hiring partner to help you find top talent who will ask tough questions. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed helps star applicants shine before the interview with over 135 graded assessment tests they can take from cooking to coding. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. A pretty secretive U.S. military space plane just set a record. A solar-powered spacecraft known as X-37B spent 908 days circling the planet in orbit. That's a 2.5-year-long trip. The vehicle, which looks a lot like a mini space shuttle and does not have any humans on board, landed at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida over the weekend. The U.S. Space Force is not sharing a lot of what exactly the space plane does, but it did share a few things, like how it ran experiments for NASA and a few different U.S. military research labs. One of those tests measured how seeds survive in space. That information could someday help astronauts grow plants and food on their way to Mars or other space bases. Over its numerous trips, this mysterious spacecraft has now flown over 1.3 billion miles. That's the equivalent of flying to the planet Mars 9 times. Elon Musk has been warned, fix your companies or Congress will fix them for you. That was the message to Musk from Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. The two had a back and forth online after a Washington Post reporter was able to set up a fake but verified Twitter account pretending to be the senator. The Post had the senator's permission to try this. And remember, Musk has allowed anyone to pay $8 a month for a blue checkmark on that platform. Well, Senator Markey said, quote, I'm asking for answers from Elon Musk, who is putting profits over people and his debt over stopping disinformation. Musk responded, mocking the Democratic senator's impersonation concerns, saying, quote, perhaps it's because your real account sounds like a parody. Markey did not find the response funny. He shot back, reminding Musk that Twitter is already under an agreement with the FTC for data privacy concerns, and another one of Musk's companies, Tesla, is under investigation over its self-driving claims. There have been several high-profile controversies since the world's richest man took over Twitter. Musk fired thousands of Twitter employees, some executives have resigned, many big-name advertisers have left, and now the new paid verification has been put on hold. No one is being allowed to purchase the new Twitter Blue service to get the checkmark, seemingly because of concerns about fake and parody accounts. Musk says he'll try to bring back an improved version of the feature by the end of this week. There's also been a new gray official mark on some big accounts that has come and gone and come back again. Despite all this, Musk says the number of active users is at an all-time high. Stay tuned. More fallout and questions surrounding what used to be one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. FTX has now filed for bankruptcy in one of the highest profile crypto failures. And it doesn't stop there. The company says it's looking into a potential hack and is telling customers to stay off the FTX website. Apparently, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crypto funds appear to be missing because of unauthorized transactions. The potential hack is said to have happened after FTX filed for bankruptcy and started taking all digital assets offline. As part of that bankruptcy filing, it also became clear the crypto exchange is facing a shortfall of billions of dollars. This quick and dramatic fall from grace happened after a series of events led to traders all rushing to withdraw billions of dollars from the platform, and a top rival, Binance, backed out of a rescue deal. FTX's founder and CEO has since resigned. He was once seen as a poster child of crypto success, but not anymore. The King of Wakanda was the king of the movie box office this weekend. The new movie, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, was a triumphant return for the superhero saga. It pulled in $180 million in its weekend debut in North America, marking the biggest opening for a movie in November ever, and the second highest opener so far this year. The Marvel movie's success is somewhat bittersweet. You'll remember the actor who played the lead character, Chadwick Boseman, died from cancer 2 years ago, right as production for the new movie was about to begin. Because of that shocking turn of real-life events, Black Panther 2's director and co-writer reworked the movie into a tribute to the late actor. Much of the movie centers around the fictional kingdom of Wakanda trying to come to terms with the death of Boseman's character. Both critics and fans agree the cast and crew handled the loss honorably and beautifully. That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. My family's holiday season looks a little different this year because we now have a child we need to entertain. It's actually going to be a lot of fun to see him get excited and be part of the traditions. And when it comes to gifts for him and other kids in our lives, KiwiCo helps make sure we are gifting so much more than just a small box of toys. We are gifting a season of discovery, experiences with loved ones, and a holiday excitement that will last even beyond the holidays, all without having to spend a fortune. If you're not familiar, your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered right to your door every month. Kids will be so excited to see these arrive in the mail, and you'll know you're helping to cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity. Plus, you won't have to scour stores and websites looking for the perfect gift. KiwiCo does all the hard legwork for you. Give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at KIWICO, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. Well, tomorrow is the final day to claim the stimulus payments and tax breaks that Congress authorized to help people and families through the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest reports from last month say more than 10 million people and families have not claimed the money they've been promised. The third round of stimulus payments are as much as $1,400 for a single person and $2,800 for couples. And the child tax credit provided as much as $3,600 to families with children under 17. Now, most people who are eligible for these payments did receive it after filing their taxes last year. But for those who did not file a tax return, either because they're not required to, they needed more time, they didn't have a bank account set up or something else, well, they may not have gotten their money. The IRS started sending out more than 9 million letters a few weeks ago to alert people that their time was running out. So what do they need to do? Complete a simplified tax return. We've linked to more information in our episode notes today. Again, the deadline is tomorrow, Tuesday, November 15th, to get that simplified tax return in. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.